We're about to speak to a man, Duck, who I love his work. He had 18 disposals last night. He's fantastic. He kicked a goal. He's a little excitement machine. They tell me he's pretty laid back and can surf, which means he's definitely going to get a run on this show. His name is Jared Blair. He joins us now. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, boys.
Wonderful to speak to you. A wonderful win for your footy club last night. It's a funny game, though, isn't it, footy? Because you boys have a 12-goal win, yet you put to the sword a record-breaking coach who took you to a premiership.
Yeah, it is, I suppose. You know, obviously, we were pretty happy with how the night panned out, but at the same time, you know, obviously, for Mick, it was a pretty big occasion, and I think a 70-odd point loss isn't a great way to celebrate, you know, breaking a massive record of the AFL, but, you know, I think we were pretty happy to take it off him.
Mm. Blairy, you've been around for a little while now. I asked this question of your captain last night, Scott Pendlebury. You can't tell me that at the start of the year when you lose side bottom, Heretier left, who else left? Went to Brisbane. I've forgotten his name.
Beams
left, gone to Brisbane. And all of the other things that have gone wrong for Collingwood, this young defence and young team, 12 players, Howie, less than 50 games.
Extraordinary.
There's no way you would have thought you'd be sitting on top of the ladder.
I think we were sort of always pretty confident that, you know, the way the media was portraying us, you know, we always sort of felt that we were going to perform better than what they expected. But, you know, having said that, I think too that the back six over the first sort of 5 weeks have really gelled, and back six or seven and playing really impressive football. And, you know, there's some young blokes playing really well. You know, Seeds is one of those. He played a pretty impressive game last week, and Jackson Ramsey's been playing some good footy too. So
Oxley.
Well, he was another one too. He played a grouse game last night. And, you know, I think the improvement has come on the back of those guys, obviously. And then still with Steele to come back and Levi Greenwood's sort of just getting running again now. It's looking pretty good for the boys.
Tell us a little bit more about Jack Frost. He seems like a bit of an interesting character. He's a rookie draft player. He's number 41 pick in 2013. Looks to me as if he's just starting to gain a little bit of confidence, starting to give you a little bit more drive off halfback.
And a really short mohawk as well, Duck.
Mm.
Yeah, a bit of Brock Lesnar about him.
There is.
Yeah, no, he is a unique character. He goes about it very different to sort of most other footballers. He's a pretty laid-back sort of guy, but having said that, he takes a lot of pride in his performance and he's very thorough throughout the week. You know, he puts everything in place early and then it sort of just leads into good performances week in, week out. And I think, you know, initially he was just a lockdown defender and that's all he's seen himself as, and he was doing a great job of it. But, you know, as you sort of mature as a footballer, you look for other ways to get better, and, you know, he's getting more comfortable, getting the footy in his hands, which is good for all of us.
All right, Jared, enough of the serious football stuff. What do you get up to away from footy? They tell me you're a real, real big wave rider, which I guess when you're 5'2", then a 3-foot wave is quite big.
Exactly right, mate. Yeah, as big as I go, too. Three foot, and I'm standing on the beach watching.
So you like a bit of surfing? Where do you go?
Yeah, I do. Well, I grew up in Montague, so I just sort of surfed all around there.
Cape Patterson way.
Cape Patterson, Inverloch, yeah, never really ventured over the island. It's a bit too serious over there, but, yeah, just sort of grew up on the Cape Patterson beaches, which is good.
Have you been away on any surf trips?
Yeah, we've done a few the last few years. I sort of didn't go last year, but prior to that, we were over in the Mentawais, stayed at a place called Latitude Zero, which was nice. I've been there a couple of times, and went to a place called Hollow Trees, and I think the first day we got there, it jumped up to about 12 foot, so it was pretty interesting for me.
That's a nice little left-hander there.
Oh, are you give us a spell, Kelly. Have a listen to him.
No, are you a goofy or a natural? Are you a goofy or natural?
I'm a natural, mate.
You're a natural. Now, okay.
Duck, what I like to do...
No surprises that I'm a goofy.
Yeah, Howie. real goofy. I like to see what blokes are up to on Twitter. And Jared's got an Instagram account, which has got a nice photo of, I think it's giving his grandfather a haircut. But he doesn't have a Twitter account. But Jared, you need to... There's an account out there called Jared de Blair Affair. Two Blairy nice girls, a Jared Blair fan account run by Danny and Gemma. This man's so big, people are running his own Twitter accounts. Have you seen this account, Jared?
No, I haven't.
Oh, please.
Really, no.
But you haven't seen it. You're trying to tell me.
I try to avoid Twitter. It seems you cop a lot of hate sometimes on Twitter. I can't handle that stuff.
So I can assure you the pictures on here of you sort of shirts off and girls blowing kisses at you, there's no hate here. Does it strike you as strange that a little man from Wonthaggi has people just idolising him now?
Yeah, I suppose it does a little bit, but you know what it's like, Howie and Duck. You boys have got your fan clubs.
Yeah. Oh, well, I used to have.
And my mum occasionally listens to the show, and that's about it. Hey, Jared, listen, we appreciate your time. Congratulations. As Duck said, you're sitting up on top of the ladder. May the season unfold beautifully for you, and you get some barrels very, very soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.